You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Because if we don't get this thing straight, the enemy can use the stronghold to dictate your movements. And you'll say it's okay, but I'm saying it's not okay. Every weapon formed against you will not prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. What the enemy meant for evil, God is not going to let it turn around and rape you and hurt you and mess you up for the rest of your life. You have a bright future, and I prophesy to your future.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Bunker Buster Anointing. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 38.
And the church is bamboozled because we go after peace and prosperity and safety when we should be going after Jesus. You got a lot of church folk. Oh, I need low taxes. I need low taxes. And if somebody talk about prosperity, we go after it. But the Bible says, what does it profit you to gain? I'm just preaching the word. The whole world, and you don't care about your neighbor. So if the girl gets in, if the woman gets in, it's going to be challenges. If the man gets in, it's going to be challenges because the executive has power. He can look at anybody on death row and say, not this one. This is the power of the executive. I don't care what they did. They could have murdered 15 people, but this one will not go to death row. I pardon you. He can do that. That's the power that he has. He can also seize foreign governments and their property if they are rogue against America. I'm not talking about Congress, does it? This one man at his word can seize their property. So if El Salvador or Venezuela goes to war with America because they're rogue and we send our armies in there, whatever territory we take, he can say that's American territory. And the full weight of the government goes with what he says. Glory to God. And anybody challenging it can get blown up. If he sends an ambassador to any city, any nation around the world, and the ambassador is killed, he can go to war with them because wherever their feet hit the ground, he calls it American soil. That's the power of the executive. Nobody that doesn't have the right temperament should be in that office. Listen to what I say. And for those of you that are bamboozled with strength, what is strength? You got more strength, more than physical strength. And you don't have to talk about your armies and your tanks. We already know you got it all. I've been in the military, and I thought I would carry a briefcase. But God allowed me to go in the military and to get in a military unit, an infantry unit. And I've seen all of the military power that America has and what it can do to a city or community. I fired 1,000, 10,000 rounds out of weapons. I know what time it is, and I know what a 5.56 can do to a human body. Y'all listening to people going into school and killing kids, but you really don't know what it sounds like when a bullet is fired through a AR-15. You don't have a clue of what it does to the child when you look at their body after they've been shot. It explodes them. And you're playing games with it. But you need to understand that there's a problem in our community. And anybody that walks in school, you got to understand they have to be controlled. There has to be a stronghold in their mind. And God wants to bust the bunker up so we can get our minds free to do what God wants us to do. And the government don't have this power. God put this power in apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers who love the Lord that can speak the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. God put this power in people just like you with all of the hell that's going on in your life. If you would honor the fact that he wants to put his seal on you and stop playing with your destiny, because God wants to use you to do greater things. Oh my God. The engineers at Boeing said that the Bunker Buster bomb that the president has the power to release on any rogue nation, glory to God, he can send a bomber over there and release it. It's designed to do some things that are different from most bombs. It's been specifically designed, write it down, to penetrate deep into the earth. Most bombs, you got above surface bombs, but most bombs ignite when they hit the surface. But the Bunker Buster or not a bomb has the ability to go to penetrate deep in the earth before it explodes. It can go through concrete before detonating. So think about the power of the bomb to be released. And then when it's released, it hit ground, but it goes underground, even through concrete, before it explodes or detonates. This is the technology that was developed by engineers here in America. It makes this bomb ideal for destroying what we call bunkers or fortified bunkers. Things that are underneath that you can't see. Or strongholds. It even can destroy underground facilities. These underground facilities house sensitive military hardware or control centers. Now I want you to think about it. A lot of times, I don't know if you ever saw the movie called The Hulk, but when they were taking the Hulk to, say, Area 15, they took him down an escalator or an escalator going down. And then they locked him in a vault, as it were, to keep him from hurting anything above ground. Well, these Bunker Busters, they understand that the enemy is not doing everything surface anymore. They do most of their work underground. Just like with many of you, you can get the bug if a mosquito land on you. Ooh, I can't stand them. Or if a lizard ran across your feet, ooh, you start dancing. But what about the things that's slithering in you? What about the thoughts that are actually slithering? Slippery thoughts. What about strongholds that's there and been there for years that you haven't really dealt with? Glory to God. And it's now become a control center where the enemy is able to monitor everything above ground by taking care of you in your mind. He can almost predict what you're going to buy because he has an algorithm tied to what you look at. He knows and can track your vacations. He can almost tell who you'll get along with or who you won't. Because he's been watching you that close. And this stuff is not outside, it's underground, it's in your head. This bomb is about 20.5 feet long, 20 feet long, in diameter, it's 31.5 inches in length, I'm sorry, in diameter. It's also equipped with GPS. It has a guiding system, which means somebody in a control room can dictate, pinpoint almost to the inch where it should hit. It is very accurate. It carries over 5,000 pounds of explosives. Now, a pound of explosives could possibly tear down this building, but think about 5,000 pounds in one bomb. We have a warehouse of this stuff. It can breach 200 feet of earth. You know how long it takes to dig 200 feet? That's like digging to China. It can go through 60 feet of concrete. 60 feet deep, thick. One bomb goes in, burrows through concrete, then explodes. Whew. God told me to tell you that he has crafted for this generation a bunker buster anointing. And he's about to send it deep into your mind. Glory to God. Deeper than anything has gone before. Deeper than your tragedy. Deeper than your setback. Deeper than the issue, the trauma that occurred in you. He's going to go deeper to blow it up. So the enemy won't have any ability to control you through it anymore. Because if we don't get this thing straight, the enemy can use the stronghold to dictate your movements. And you'll say it's okay. But I'm saying it's not okay. Every weapon formed against you will not prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. What the enemy meant for evil, God is not going to let it turn around and rape you and hurt you and mess you up for the rest of your life. You have a bright future. And I prophesy to your future that today is the first day of the rest of your life. But you need to stop finding comfort in the bunker that the enemy has erected in your mind. How do you defeat a spiritual stronghold? Write it down. The Holy Ghost is the bunker buster. And the most important ordinance on the bunker buster, called the anointing or the Holy Ghost, is your obedience. What makes this so effective? When you start obeying God, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Notice what I said. You must start to obey what? God. You can't play with God. If you ever want to get free from your past, you got to obey God. If you ever want to escape what happened to you in the past, you got to say, God, I live for you. And this is how you look at it. They tried to kill me, but you saved me. Ooh, God. I came through it. They tried to hurt me and marginalize me, but you brought me through it. And for that reason, I'm going to live for you. And I will obey God. Thank you, Jesus. That's the most important weapon to break every stronghold, whether it's public or personal, is to obey God. Every spiritual stronghold has to submit to that. Obedience has a way of freeing us from the bonds of unrighteousness and deception and bringing us from darkness to light. So what are the purposes and benefits and power of this anointing? The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16 and 12, and he sent and brought him, speaking of David. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. And this is one of the reasons why the enemy has been after you all of your life, because you were beautiful. People looking at you and said, I want it. Or they were like Keith Sweat, I want her. Get it, I want her. Get it, I want her.
Keith Sweat. People sweating you like that because you look good. It's either a blessing or a curse. If you don't know what to do with it, the enemy will use it to weaponize his systems to take you down based on your good looks. Glory to God. Never trust your body shape. You got to trust in the Lord. I'm preaching to a generation that all they want to do is take selfies. So I know what I'm talking about. That's the number one picture around the world, or image around the world, is a selfie. And a lot of time it had nothing to do with face anymore. It's BBLs. It's taking a picture, looking in the mirror, and wanting to show how shapely you are. That's what's happening around. You know it. You've taken them and sent them to your people. Snapchatters. Everybody wants to get real tight when it comes to me preaching. They didn't come to, but we're living in a real world. And if you can handle Trump, you should be able to handle me. Don't you say nothing to me. You can sit there and handle Trump. He don't care. And y'all say, that's my man. Oh my God, he's strong. Don't say nothing to me. You don't turn the TV off. You look, you're gazing. That's right. That's what I'm trying to show you all, man. When I say stuff, y'all get tight because you're religious. But you need to understand, I told you 10 years ago, if your children, if you saw what's in their cell phone, it will shock you. What the images they're looking at, it will shock you. So I have to expose it as the Lord leads me. I'm not saying young preachers after me, you got to be raw like me. Refine it. Refine it. I'm living in the real world. When I came up, Madonna sung that, and I'm a material girl. She was telling the world, I'm after material stuff. And y'all, that's right. I'm living in a material world, and I am a material girl. That's right. But what did it get you? What did it get you? Madonna rich, but where's your money? Where's your bag? Oh, my God. That's what the enemy does with strongholds. Show you one victorious one, one successful one, and you go after it. But you don't go after the word. Jesus is successful, but why don't you go after him? Y'all know me, man. When I feel it, I slap my head. I almost slapped it. When Samuel came in the midst and he saw David, the Bible says he was ruddy with all of a beautiful countenance. In other words, he would smile. Goodly to look at. He was growing. He had a nice shape. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. I like verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. Look what happens. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. If you keep reading, it says, and the Spirit left Saul. In other words, he went mad. And many of us, the Spirit is not with us. And there's madness in the room. I'm saying there are strongholds. You want to be anointed. Because when the Spirit is on you and you're anointed, you will start eliminating confusion and chaos. Samuel rose and went to Ramah. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus was anointed as well. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance
to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. God wants to blow up your bunker with this bunker buster anointing. There are five purposes, I believe, in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There are five aspects as well of the work, the rule and of the Holy Spirit. And I believe there are five benefits of the anointing that are revealed in this passage that I just read to you. Remember, God anoints us. The enemy would like to use us. I mean, David had his own challenges. He was constantly praying to God to keep him free from strongholds. And you need to do the same. It's easy to develop one. Usually it's built on a lie about yourself. Just because something weird happened to you doesn't mean you're a mistake. But the enemy will tell you you're a mistake. You're a mistake. You're a mistake. And you start building walls. The enemy said, yeah. Build them. Don't trust. Get into yourself. Isolate. No accountability. No obedience. None. All of a sudden, here's a stronghold. Yes, you're protected because you don't trust, but you're really not. Because there's an enemy now who's controlling and manipulating everything through this stronghold that you're allowed to be erected because of trauma. But God spoke to Jesus in Luke 4, and he said, "The Spirit is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to do five things." Number one, God wants to enable us to proclaim the good news. And it's through the good news, through the preaching here. This is why so many of you have fought with coming to church. Modern day religion says, "I don't need to go to a building because I know God." And you don't know Bible though. You think you know God. You don't know God unless you know Bible. People that say they know God, his ways are not like yours. His thoughts are not like yours. For as high as the heavens are from the earth are your ways than his ways, and your thoughts from his thoughts. Yet he's made his thoughts and his ways clear through his word. So if you don't know word and you develop your own righteousness, you're taking the way of Cain. You're just like Neo. You're just like Absalom or Judas, finding your own way and missing out on God's plan for your life. One of the reasons why God wants you to enter into the house is because in obedience, he opens portals. Right above your head is an open gate. See, you don't understand the supernatural realm. You only see the natural. That's why you're taking pictures and you're standing in mirrors and young men are taking off shirts after they're watching pornography and you think you're cool like that. But you got to understand something, that there's a puppet master in the atmosphere above your head that's manipulating your movements here. And if God would take the stroll back and you to see what's looking in your face when you're on drugs, what's looking in your face when you're snorting cocaine, what's looking in your face when you're actually smoking marijuana and doing the things that you do, when you're disobedient to God and you saw how they're pressing on you like that to maneuver you to get to a point where you don't make it home. You would run to the church, but you can't see it with your eyes. That's why he uses preachers to speak to you. So at least for a moment, you can come to yourself and say, "Whoa, I never saw it like that." And hopefully, because you're in an atmosphere where there is an open heaven and a portal is open, God can download something in you that will break and bust the bunker and the stronghold that's in your mind. Yes. So it's through the foolishness of preaching. And you came to the house of God, don't forsake the assembling of yourself together. For you to say, "Well, Bishop, I don't need to come to church." Thousands, millions of people are going to football games today.
They're not staying home. They can watch it on TV. But they go and drive to experience the game. They buy beer while they're there. That's their spirit. To get them in the mood of the game. They buy hot dogs and spend $15 for a hot dog. But I can't get them to spend $15 to come to a men's conference with free food. Because you don't see the value. You're looking at the pigskin. You don't understand that there's an enemy that's manipulating you and keeping you out of what you need. People go to games and they go to stadiums and churches all the time, just not the Lord's church. So it enables us to preach the gospel effectively, to share the good news of Jesus. And that's where it is right now. I was speaking to the Ambassadors for Christ yesterday. It's a ministry in the church that is designed to carry the gospel into the streets, into our communities. Every church should have an outreach ministry called something that deals with evangelism. Very important. And one of the things the enemy does is try to shut down fertility in the church.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, the Bunker Buster Anointing, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Awaken women, it's time to expect greater and discover the prophetic view of fueling dreams and aspirations. We are going to get real with the hard things in life, whether breaking barriers through empowered communication or finding joy in greater well-being. Come, be inspired, and discover courage for spiritual growth. Your expectations will not be denied because you were made for greater things. Online registration for Expectancy Expect Greater, the 2024 Awaken Women's Conference, is still open. So join us this Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th, right here at Truth Revealed. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app or website for more information. Mark your calendar for Recruiter for the Kingdom, the Ambassadors for Christ Evangelism Training Day, on Saturday, October 5th at 8 a.m. The training is free and designed to equip us with insightful tools to become effective kingdom recruiters as each one reaches one. It will all take place at Truth Revealed. T-shirts and TR tumblers are available for purchase. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app or the website for more information. Scan the QR code in the foyer to register today.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.